Salutary greetings, O audio boomerangs. I hope you're all having a marvelous Monday. Now, one can't help but wonder, if I were to pick you up and throw you, would you come back to me? Any road. I am, as you can hopefully tell, feeling considerably better than I was yesterday. My strop, thank God, would appear to have broken. Which is really good, because bloody hell, I was in a right ratty mood yesterday. It was not a good sight, folks. I have a rather shameful confession to make. When I got to church yesterday, I decided to fold my umbrella at the church door rather than trying to fit it through the door. So a lady came up to me, and she said something that I considered to be infinitely stupid, and so I'm afraid I reacted very poorly. I shouldn't laugh, it really isn't funny. She said, as I was standing there in the rain, folding my umbrella, she said, "Oh, Shannon, you should know by now, standing in the rain isn't going to make you grow." And I thought, if you're trying to be funny, lady, you have failed miserably. So my response was, and I'm very sorry to admit this, but here you go. When you listen to me on Audio Boom, folks, you get all of me. My response was, whatever. Oh, dear. I'm not normally like that, honestly. Just between having had an absolute shite day on Friday and sitting on my iPhone on Saturday, and discovering that my Olympus was not working, probably thanks to my clumsiness, on Sunday. And then also thanks to the deluge of rain, which has stopped temporarily, but which apparently is going to start up again this afternoon. Yay. It just was not a good weekend for me, and it just brought out the worst in me, I think. Oh. Saturday night, I discovered also that my bed had decided to fall apart on me. The sheet and comforter had come untucked, and this was when I wanted to go to bed. So I really threw a strop then. I was throwing pillows all over the place and cursing, and it was not pretty. God knows why I have the temerity to actually mention this stuff on Audio Boom, because it doesn't show me up in a very good light, but I guess it just goes to show you that I am human after all. Sometimes I feel a lot lower down on the evolutionary ladder than that, even. So yeah, all this just goes to say that it's not been a good weekend, so hopefully the week will be much better. This afternoon I have an appointment with my new landlord. We're going to go over the tenancy agreement, and he's got some documentation that I have to sign, which is totally fine by me. I need to get a rent receipt from him anyway and actually get the full address of my new abode, because the bedroom suite delivery people have to know what it is. I know the street address, but not the postal code, and alas, I don't even know the apartment number. So that shall be rectified this afternoon. And then also, my friend who lives in the building has very kindly agreed to allow me to use her printer. I need to print off a cover letter to my disability, quote, support, end quote, people, to give to them to let them know that I'm moving. And I do not have a printer of my own, so my friend Tracy has very kindly agreed to allow me to use hers, which is most helpful, I must say. So I'm going to draft the cover letter this morning and email it to her, and then hopefully we can print it off at her place. Next Monday, I have a dentist appointment, which is actually right in the vicinity of the disability support office. So I'm hoping that I can just drop it off right there as opposed to mailing it, all this information, because then they should, that being the operative word, they should get it quicker. They are, the staff there are undergoing training in the use of a new computer system, and so all their files are kind of all up in arms, and I'm really worried that unless I drop this information off myself, they're not going to get it. I actually called my caseworker this morning. I didn't know who she was, but the receptionist kindly told me, and I left a message, and I said, you know, would you be amenable to me just dropping this off as opposed to mailing it? The last thing I want to happen is for my August information and drug card to go to the wrong address. God forbid, because I really need my drug card for prescriptions. I'm sorry, this is another thing that really stresses me out about moving. My parents don't seem to realize this is one of the problems that I have to deal with, because the stupid disability office, I'm sorry, but they're notorious for getting things wrong. They really are. And this iPhone schmozzle could not have come at a worse time, because I can't really do anything about it now. I'm still using it, but VoiceOver tends to have focusing issues. It will flick away from things. I've reset the phone, but I think I've cracked the screen. I really do. I'm going to ask someone this afternoon for sure to make sure, but I can't really do much about this now because all my paperwork is packed, and also, guess what, folks? The phone is not in my name. When I got it, or my parents got it for me, I didn't have the necessary identification to put the phone in my name because I didn't have a passport, and the Bell store would not accept my health card or my CNIB card, Canadian National Institute for the Blind card, as sufficient ID. Now, I have subsequently gotten myself an Ontario citizenship card, so I do have the ID now. But this requires me to go back to the Bell store with my father, in whose name the phone currently is, and get them to change the ID, get them to change the name. So basically, I'm lumbered. I can't fix the phone on my own time and of my own volition at this point. I knew this was a bad idea to get it put in his name, but at the same time, I really wanted an iPhone, and it was a Christmas present, and, well, one does not usually sit upon one's iPhone. It was just a totally honest mistake. I'd completely forgotten that I'd put it in a chair while dusting, and that I'd, hadn't put it back, on the table, because there was nothing else on that table. I had packed everything else. Anyway, there's not a whole lot I can do about it at this point. I'm recording my audio boo with this phone, actually, partly to make sure I can still use it for that purpose. anyway, last night I did not get much sleep, so I think when I get home I might just have a nap. There was this poor kitty cat outside my window crying in the rain all night, and I heard it, and it was just drizzling. Luckily, it wasn't pouring, so I had my window open, and I heard this cat crying all night to come in. I felt so sorry for it. I wanted to go and rescue it if I could, but my windows face the back of the building, and it's a parking lot, and it's not easily navigable. And I thought, oh, good gravy, if I go out there at, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning trying to find this cat, God knows what could happen. I didn't want people to see me and wonder what the heck I was doing back there. But I felt so sorry for him. Oh, I hope somebody came and rescued him, because I haven't heard him since about 6. But, he kind of kept me awake all night. I'd just get to sleep, and then he'd start crying again, poor thing, he or she. I don't know which, actually. I wanted to let him in and give him some milk and get him warm, because it was cold last night. It was blooming cold for this time of year. It was like, I don't know, 10.